This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president is warning that Russia has just concluded sham referendums, as it calls it, and attempts to annex Ukrainian territory rule out of any talks with Moscow as long as Vladimir Putin remains president. The Ukrainian president Volodymyr Zelensky is calling for Russia's complete isolation and tough new global sanctions. Speaking to the UN Security Council by video link over Russian objections Tuesday, Zelensky urged additional military and financial support to defend Ukraine so the aggressor would lose, and clear and legally binding guarantees of collective security for his country in response to Russia's latest grab for Ukrainian territory. Ukraine called the emergency council meeting over the referendums. More than 194,000 Russian nationals have entered Kazakhstan, Georgia, and Finland in the week since President Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization of reservists to fight in Ukraine. Thousands fled to neighboring countries, most often by car, bicycle, or on foot. The mass exodus of men alone or with their families or friends began September 21st, shortly after Putin's address to the nation, and has continued this week. Early on, they snapped up airline tickets, which spiked in price on the few airlines still flying out of Russia, but the rest had to gas up their cars and join the long line snaking on roads toward the borders. Denmark believes deliberate actions caused by leaks in two natural gas pipelines running under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany, and seismologists said powerful explosions preceded the leaks. European leaders and experts pointed to possible sabotage amid the energy standoff with Russia provoked by the war in Ukraine. Although filled with gas, neither pipeline is currently supplying it to Europe. But the Danish Prime Minister added that there's no information indicating who could be behind it, rejecting the suggestion that the incident was an attack on Denmark, saying the leaks occurred in international waters. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is formally keeping the nation's cap on refugee admissions at 125,000 for the 2023 budget year, despite pressure from advocates to raise it even higher to meet the need for, after falling far short of what that target this year. Refugees advocates had been pushing the Biden administration to do more to restore the U.S. refugee admissions program. That program suffered deep cuts under the Trump administration, which slashed admissions to a record low of 15,000. Biden has raised the cap to four times that amount this year, but so far, fewer than 20,000 refugees have been admitted. Hurricane Ian tore into western Cuba as a major hurricane, knocking out power to the entire country and leaving 11 million people without electricity. Now it's on a collision course with Florida over warm Gulf waters, and forecasters say it may strengthen into a catastrophic Category 4 storm. Ian made landfall early Tuesday in Cuba's province, where officials set up 55 shelters, evacuated 50,000 people, and took steps to protect crops in the nation's main tobacco-growing region. Ian was expected to get even stronger over the warm Gulf of Mexico. In Florida, 2.5 million people were ordered to evacuate altogether. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has highlighted a new U.S. law boosting support for computer chip manufacturing as she met with Japanese technology executives Wednesday. The meeting on her last full day in Tokyo reflects the administration's focus on boosting semiconductor manufacturing and expanding the supply chain for critical materials. At the same time, Japan is looking to rejuvenate its own computer chip industry, and there could be opportunities for new partnerships as the allies work together to counter China's own technology investments. The U.S. House January 6th committee has postponed a hearing scheduled for Wednesday as a hurricane hurls toward the Florida coast. The committee had planned to hold what was likely to be its final investigative hearing Wednesday afternoon, but lawmakers decided at the last minute to delay it as it became clear that Hurricane Ian was turning on a collision course toward Florida, where it's expected to strengthen into a Category 4 storm. The committee had not yet provided a specific agenda for the Wednesday hearing, but the representative Adam Schiff said over the weekend it would tell the story about a key element of Donald Trump's plot to overturn the election, as he put it. And recapping our top story, Ukraine's president has been warning that Russia just concluded sham referendums, as he puts it, and attempts to annex Ukrainian territory rule out of any talks with Moscow as long as the Russian president Vladimir Putin remains in power. There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.